So, you have a video game movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
And I'm so excited for this one, Uncharted.
Oh. You should probably get yourself cleaned up.
What? The video game series, Uncharted. We should make a movie about it, I think.
Oh, yeah, that made money.
Yeah, so now we can too, maybe.
That's like my whole thing. How'd you know?
I just thought you'd be into that.
I freaking am. Let's do this.
Amazing. So who'd be a good fit to play Nathan Drake, the main character?
Well, right off the bat, you're not asking the right question, my man.
I'm not.
No, see, the better question is, who's a popular actor right now?
Oh, I felt like my question was good, too.
No, it wasn't. That was a stupid question. Tom Holland, he's popular. He's Spider-Man. Spider-Man's popular.
That's not really a good fit. He plays like a high school-age kid in those movies. Nathan Drake's like in his 30s.
So he's a younger Nathan Drake. Doesn't matter. Tom Holland's popular.
Okay, and so who would be a good fit to play Sully?
You're not asking the right question.
I figured I probably wasn't.
The right question to ask is, who's an action movie veteran with a good track record?
Right.
So, I mean, I'm thinking Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, I mean, I guess it'll be interesting to see what he brings to the role of Sully.
Oh, I can tell you right now what Mark Wahlberg's gonna bring to the role. Mark Wahlberg's gonna bring Mark Wahlberg to the role.
Like a Mark Wahlberg twist to the character?
No, Sully's gonna be Mark Wahlberg now.
Are we gonna give him the iconic Sully mustache?
No, actually, known characters can't have their iconic costume elements in movies anymore. They need to either pick them up along the way or just have them in a post-credit scene.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a law now, I'm pretty sure.
Well, okay then.
So what happens in the movie?
Well, I figure we do that thing where we start with an insane action scene that actually happens later in the movie, just to start with something exciting.
Classic move, sure.
And then we'll have a freeze frame and a Nathan Drake voiceover that's like, yep, that's me. I bet you're wondering how I got here.
It might be a little much, but let's definitely keep that spirit.
Will do, sir. And then I have us cutting back to like a 10-year-old Nathan Drake.
Sure, what's wrong with that?
Well, Tom Holland looks like he's 15, so that might make for kind of a weird transition.
That'll be fine.
Okay, great. So anyway, Nathan's brother Sam leaves Nathan at an orphanage when they're kids and promises to come back, but then never does.
Oh, very character-defining.
So then we jump forward to present day, and Nathan's all grown up, you know, to the extent that Tom Holland looks like a grown-up.
Spider-Man!
And now he has a job working as Tom Cruise in the movie Cocktail, and he's also a pickpocket.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and so then this guy Sully shows up and claims to know Nathan's brother and wants to bring Nathan on an expedition.
What are they what's the expedition?
Well, there's this freaking treasure hidden by Ferdinand Magellan and his crew. It's like billions of dollars worth of gold.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and so to get to that treasure, they need this old golden cross that's actually a key.
Oh, old people love things that look like other things but are actually keys.
They sure did, sir. So Nathan and Sully go to this auction, but there are some bad guys there that also want the cross.
Oh, how come?
Well, there's this one guy, Mancada, and he comes from the family that funded the Magellan trip, so he feels like the treasure is his birthright.
Okay.
And he has this ruthless mercenary, Braddock, working for him, and her whole thing is that she would also like the treasure.
Understandable motivation, sure.
So anyway, Nathan and Sully manage to get the cross, and now they gotta go to Barcelona.
Oh, how come?
Well, Sully has this contact, Chloe Fraser, and she has this other cross, because you need two of them to enter this crypt.
And what's her deal?
Oh, she's a very good pickpocket, sir.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. She's so good, she steals the cross out of Nathan's closed backpack without even getting close to him.
What? How?
She's so good, sir, he didn't even notice.
But physically, how did she get a cross out of a closed bag from a distance?
By being one of the best in the game, baby.
All right, well, cool, I guess.
It's very cool, sir. She double-crossed him for some double crosses.
A wordplay.
So then they manage to convince her that they all need to work together, but there's still gonna be a lot of backstabbing going on.
Oh, stabbing is tight.
Backstabbing.
Yeah, wherever. I love all of it.
Okay.
So then what happens?
The Da Vinci Code.
Oh.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code.
We're getting all Dan Brown up in here?
You know it, sir. They gotta follow these ancient clues that are hidden in plain sight in modern society.
Very Robert Langdon-esque.
Yeah, so this one entrance to an ancient crypt is inside an old church, and there's a vent connecting it to a nightclub.
And nobody in 500 years ever went through the vent.
That's what we're going with. And then there's this other keyhole.
In a Papa John's.
What?
In a Papa John's.
Like a pizza place?
Yeah, Barcelona's in Europe. Europe has pizza. Papa John's has pizza. Papa John's will give me money. This is a perfect fit.
Okay, so there's an ancient keyhole in a Papa John's.
Amazing.
Yeah, they built a Papa John's around an ancient keyhole. Never look behind it. Just put a Papa John's right there.
Yeah.
They just put some glass in front of it so it was still easy to find, but never did anyone wonder what was behind there.
That makes total sense to me.
Great.
And so then there's going to be this action scene where Nathan and Chloe are almost drowning down in the crypt, and the Papa John keyhole can help them not drown.
Okay.
So Sully's got to access the keyhole, but that Braddock lady shows up at the Papa John, so there's a big Papa John's fight, and he throws her through the Papa John's glass.
A very exciting action scene brought to you by Papa John's.
Anyway, so later Braddock and Mankata are loading up this cargo plane, and Nathan and Sully got to figure out how to get on there.
Is that going to be hard to do?
Actually, it's going to be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, they hide in the trunk of his favorite car, which he's bringing with him.
How'd they get in there? Aren't there a bunch of guards?
Oh, yeah, for sure. But they do this really clever thing where they sneak into the car off screen.
Oh, that's amazing, the kind of stuff you could get done off screen.
It really is. So then there's going to be this big twist on the plane when Braddock slits Mankata's throat.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's blood everywhere because of what that does to a person.
Well, no, because we want that PG-13 rating.
Oh, okay, so then he'll just have a dark, bloodless line that we won't even try to hide.
Perfect.
So now Braddock is the main antagonist of the movie.
Very cool twist. So instead of the villain with a personal family connection to the treasure, it's the angry girl who was thrown through a window at Papa John's.
Exactly. And so she tells her crew, hey, now that we have this guy's wealth, we can do whatever we want.
That's not... Just because you murder someone doesn't mean you control all their assets.
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay, neat.
So then there's going to be this big action set piece where Nathan and a bunch of cargo are falling off the plane.
Oh, yeah, that's from the games.
Exactly, an iconic moment from the games, except now people can't control the characters, which makes it more engaging.
That makes sense.
So anyway, eventually they get out of that situation, and Nathan figures out the coordinates for the treasure.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, and then Chloe steals them, but Nathan left decoy coordinates because he knew she was going to double-cross him.
So she just takes off in the wrong direction, and she's not in the final act action stuff of the movie?
That's right, she's gone.
All right.
And so then Nathan heads into this cave that nobody's been in for 500 years, even though it looks like the coolest cave that everyone would love to explore.
And how does he plan on bringing several tons of gold out of there with him?
Well, he's got himself a little speedboat.
That'll do it.
Yeah, so then on land, Nathan and Sully find Magellan's two giant old ships, but then Braddock and her team take them.
What do you mean they take them?
They put these giant nets under the ships and fly them off with helicopters with Nathan and Sully inside.
Nice.
So then there's gonna be like this crazy airborne pirate ship battle. It's gonna be nuts.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
And at a certain point, Nathan's gonna fire an old cannon at the other ship, because it's flying right at them.
What was the strategy there? The bad guys were just gonna crash one ship into the other and hope for the best?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
And so then the good guys win and the bad guys die, and most of the treasure is lost.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, but it's okay, because they get a little bit of it. So what do you think?
I think it sounds fun, and I think we time it just a little after the new Spider-Man movie to hop on that Tom Holland hype train.
You think that'll work?
Never underestimate a hype train. Hi guys, it's Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you liked it. And big, big, big announcement today. Pitch Meetings is getting its own channel.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow. Starting Thursday, March 10th, Pitch Meetings are gonna start exclusively releasing over there. If you like, you can already subscribe to that channel. Just click the little card thing at the top right of this video. And so I hope to see you over there. It's gonna be a lot of fun. Okay, bye.